Thank you. Love and support has really helped us get through this week. Thank you all for coming and celebrating Stephanie.
Steph, I don't know if you can all see. You can go on to garsfamily.us if you can't see and go through the same slideshow. And I can't see, right? There's another one over there. Sorry, I'm kind of don't know what I'm doing right now.
If you go on your browser, just go garsfamily, one word, .us. You'll see the same slideshow. From the very start, Steph and I had an everlasting bond. When she was born, before she was even cleaned up, she grabbed my thumb and she held it so tight. Unbelievable, almost hurting me. I mean, here's this 7-pound, 11-ounce baby that's squeezing my hand so tight. I'm sorry, I'm having all sorts of problems here. From then on, we were bonded forever. If I wasn't working, we were always together. We were three musketeers until Eric came along, and we were the four amigos. Sunday morning, we could always be found, Steph and I, at the local grocery store. She never asked for much, but she would never let me leave the store without getting her a plastic ring from the gumball machine. Got a picture here of some of the rings we still have. Kind of going in the wrong water. On Saturday, we would go and do the laundry together. Steph would be carrying the Tide. Here she is sitting in the basket. Steph's love for family was the most important. And I have a whole bunch of pictures here of Steph with her younger brother, Eric. Here it looks like she's praying. Looks like an angel. I got hundreds of these pictures where Steph's holding Eric. You can go through on birthdays. Steph's always there, doesn't matter what age. Steph would never miss a birthday. Always protecting Eric. Didn't matter if it was snowing out. Always together. Always a smile on her face. Always her arm around her brother. Steph started out being the cheerleader. Eric, the soccer. I don't know if you can see in this picture, but her veins are like popping out of her hand. She's got Eric so locked in that nothing's gonna happen. Even when Eric was in high school, she came back. Steph went to University of West Florida for 2 years to acclimate herself to college and then went to UCF, but always came back to watch Eric play basketball. Kelly's here. Kelly got Steph involved in basketball. My wife wasn't very happy because they had a bond of cheerleading together. And Kelly and her dad just got Steph's love for basketball. And like I was saying, Steph never asked for much, but she asked me to help her with basketball. So for the next 8 years, it was all basketball. All over the East Coast, Florida. You can see Steph's energy. You know, she wasn't much about stats or scoring. She was mostly about defense and passing. Somehow, she got into
UConn's basketball summer camp with, I'm sure everyone's heard of UConn basketball for women, and Gino, somehow she got into the camp. There she is, you know, at the camp. I remember one time we were coming back from a game, a travel game, and she's like looking at me, being inquisitive. And she goes, "Dad, I know I could have played better, but some of the other girls on the other team were struggling, so I didn't want to give my all." That's the kind of person Steph was. Steph always seemed to be on the winning team. Didn't matter if it was fourth grade, fifth grade, high school. She was always on the winning team. Somehow she brought this energy, magic to the team. Not that she was scoring or was a star. Here she is at Madison Square Garden after her school. She's a freshman. And they're at Madison Square Garden getting an award for winning the district champion or the tri-county as a freshman. I remember once we were doing some work around the house, and she comes up and goes, "I want to go to a football game." I'm like, "What? You want to go to a football game? We never went to a football game." So we went to the football game, and she ran into the coach. Somehow she ran into the coach and said, "I'm Stephanie. I want to be on your basketball team." And the coach said, "Okay, we have a full league. Starts tomorrow." And it was like an hour away. So we went up there, and Steph just jumped right in. And I happened to be sitting next to someone, and he started talking to me. He said, "Wow, who's that girl? She must be like a new transfer, 11th grader or something like that." It was Mark Aguirre, a college number one player in 1981, two-time champion Mark Aguirre, and saying that, "Steph, oh my God, we want her on the team." Steph made the team on a Friday. She came home from school on a Monday saying that the parents had complained and they put her back on the JV team. She never said a word about it. She just worked harder and harder. I remember she was playing this Mount Vernon powerhouse basketball team. That was one day that Steph was totally on. By halftime, she had like 10 assists, 10 points. The other team's down by like 20 points. That night, she was on the varsity team. The coach came and said, "You're on the varsity team." And she ended up being at Madison Square Garden with the rest of the team. She hated that I moved her to Florida. I got this unbelievable job and we moved her to Florida. She told me pretty much every day she hated Florida. You know, she had all these friends in New York. Took her a while to acclimate herself to Florida, but the coach saw, you know, her skills right away. I remember in the playoffs again, sophomore in the playoffs again, she's dribbling down the side of the court at the end of the game, and some girl, frustrated that they're losing, like tackle Steph, throws her into the bleachers while she's dribbling the ball. You know, this isn't football, this is basketball. Steph got herself up, fixed her hair ribbon, and knocked down two free throws. You probably wish she did that 6 years earlier, right? Right? There was another time when she was playing with Kelly. It was like double overtime, four players against five, and Steph's going to the basket, and Katie O'Shea knocks her into the wall. Kelly, should that have been a technical foul? No. Steph missed the first one, made the second one, and they lost by 1 point in double overtime. Sorry. Steph loved her basketball. No one's ever done it. He'd hear these stories again. So her senior year, the team's ready to go to the West Coast for a holiday tournament. Steph tells the coach, "Nope, I'm going to New York to be with my family for the holiday." Coach wasn't happy, but said, "Okay, family's important." We go to New York and get stuck in a snowstorm. Steph doesn't get back to Florida for a week. Coach is really upset in the doghouse. But Steph kept on fighting. The team lost once again in the playoffs. Not, They won the districts, but they were in the regions. And Steph really didn't get to play, but they put her on the last minute. She scored like 2 baskets in like 2 seconds. They lost by 20 points. Steph thought that was the end of her career, went off to college. But somehow, she was the center. She made the All-Star team. Don't know how, but she made the All-Star team, played center, which she never played in her life, ever. And she had like 10 rebounds in the first half and a whole bunch of assists, no points, but she played unbelievable. Here's Steph, you know, competitive that she is. She would play basketball at college, Central Florida and West Florida. She even won the championship in football, flag football, co-ed. She never played football in her life, caught the winning touchdown, you know, in the championship game. I know I'm talking a lot of sports, but Steph would like that. Here's Steph. Whenever she came home, she would visit my dad in the nursing home, always with a smile, always with a hug. We went to New York 1 year. Doreen's mom, her grandma, was sick. Steph jumped right into the bed to make her feel better. That's the kind of person Steph was. Here she is in Haiti. She joined a sorority that focused on community service. She spent, you know, a week or two in Haiti helping out. Here she has a beautiful smile helping someone. Steph always wanted to be in the medical field. Here she is as a young girl playing with her doctor, little Kit. She could be silly. Here she is with her cousin Stevie, making funny faces at her cousin's wedding. Here she is at Christmas, making us laugh. Yeah, that's Steph with the white beard. You probably can't see in this picture, but Eric and I were watching Steph cheerleading, and we walked off the field and we're walking back to the car, and there's this beautiful red RX-8, sitting there. She goes, "Dad, I want that car." She's like, what, 7, 8 years old, Eric? 5 years later, we were visiting her cousin down in Maryland, and Kara was interested in a Mazda 3 or something. She's next to another RX-8 saying, "I'm getting this car." She worked a couple summers, took every check, put it in the bank. Not $1 penny did she put aside to spend it. Every generous gift from Aunt Debbie. Aunt Debbie, super generous, would always send her great big checks right in the bank. Here she is with her cousins in front of a blue, no, it's not red, an RX-8. Steph wasn't a dog or a cat person. She loved every animal. I want to thank the Wilcox family for bringing Steph into their amazing, wonderful family. Thank you so much for putting together this amazing, you know, I'm broken, I'm lost, but I'm so proud to be Steph's dad, and you guys have made it a little bit harder, a little bit easier to get through the day. Thank you all for coming. I love you all.